We've got a jam-packed biggest show coming to town list to get to coming up at 8:55. Over the weekend, as we've talked a lot about, Josh Hamilton was inducted into the Texas Rangers Hall of Fame, a controversial induction, and his speech didn't go all that well. It was a little bit wheels off. So we thought we would talk to the former Rangers All-Star about this. Joining us now on the ticket hotline is Josh Hamilton. Good morning.
Hey, man, how you guys doing?
Well, we're doing all right. Okay. I guess congratulations are in order.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Y'all hear my speech?
Did you just spit?
Yeah, I still dip.
Okay.
I can't quit dipping, man. I love it.
Yeah, we heard your speech. It was kind of all over the road, but you got there eventually, I guess.
Yeah, you think it was well organized and to the point?
No, I wouldn't call it that so much.
Really, man? I spent like 2 hours on it so I could make it well written and stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The effort was there, I guess.
What are you doing? Are you okay?
In Hebrews 13:10, it said, when Jesus says to God that while there's out fishing or something, he said that we should all write our own speeches. So that's what I did, man.
Okay. Hebrews 13:10.
Well, it was from the heart, I guess.
Do you know, like, Jesus was like 6'1". 245, somewhere in there.
Was he that?
He's pretty big.
Was he?
He's small. Oh. He's a lot bigger than that. Okay. That's what it says in the Message Bible. I read the Message Bible.
Hmm. Okay.
All right.
Well, that is a high honor. I guess you got to be thrilled with being in the Hall of Fame.
I heard people were complaining about my speech.
Back to this. Yeah, just, you know, I mean, especially when you had to stop in the middle of it.
Well, I'm going to complain about the stupid people who listen to my speech. And then wanted to complain about it. What do you think about that? I'll complain about them.
Okay.
It says in 2 Corinthians that one time when Jesus and God was walking through like some rows of sorghum or something, uh-huh. And they were talking, they were joshing back and forth, and Jesus said that he who complains about stuff doesn't deserve nice things. That's the way I feel about these fans that complain about my speech. I couldn't read my writing, man. Wind was blowing.
Yeah. The wind was blowing.
I still got eye problems. I can't read things I write. That I write down on the cocktail napkins. That's where I wrote my speech on. Uh-huh. Cocktail napkin. I don't drink or nothing like that, but I just like to write on cocktail napkins a lot.
Yeah.
I like it when you quote from 2 Corinthians.
Y'all believe in Bigfoot?
Sure.
I don't, but yeah, I think Craig does.
I saw Bigfoot one time, man.
Where?
He was hitchhiking over in Bedford. So like this little small road, man. I said, look over, and I said, man, that looks like Bigfoot.
Did you pick him up?
No, I didn't pick him up or nothing. I was tearing my way out of there. I was having to run away from Katie at the time. I remember Katie.
Yeah, she's a TV star now.
Yeah, Katie Mack's wife. She's a drama queen who tried to keep my balls in a jar on her bedside table for about 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's on that reality TV now, and she's going out with some, like, 20-year-old guy or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Boning him.
Whoa.
This is Josh Hamilton, honored this weekend by being inducted into the Rangers Hall of Fame. We're also talking Bigfoot and I guess, Katie.
I used to do drugs, but it didn't affect me none.
Really?
Well, yeah, it didn't affect me none.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think is the most non-orange tasting fruit?
A banana?
Yeah, I guess that's probably about right.
I don't know.
Why?
I'm kind of surprised I'm in that Ranger Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah? Why? Because you didn't play here long or you're off the field stuff?
I didn't play here long, and I just think I made more news for what I did at Sherlock's and I did on the field.
Right.
Yeah. In that Sherlock's Hall of Fame. They got a Hall of Fame out there, man.
I don't think so, no.
You did put Sherlock's on the map.
No.
Yeah. I wonder if that place is even there, man.
I don't know.
Don't go back.
Hey, what do you think Dale Hansen would look like in a Robin Hood outfit? Think that'd be funny looking?
I think that'd be hilarious.
I'm thinking of sketching that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta learn how to sketch first, though. How do you learn how to sketch? They got like schools and stuff for that, man?
Yeah, I'm sure you go to the art class around here, yeah.
You ever wonder where all the old shoes people used to wear go?
No,
never given much thought.
Are they like in a like a big trash heap, or are they stacked up in a pyramid shape somewhere in somebody's warehouse?
Don't think about it.
You don't think about that, man?
No, not once.
God, see, I think about stuff like that all the time. Mm-hmm. I used to think about stuff like that when I was out in the outfield.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So much that's just killing time out there.
Yeah, it does move slowly sometimes.
You know, it says in 2 Luke 13:40 that he who plays baseball will think about odd things from time to time.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I don't know about
I think Jesus said that to God when they were just like at a race or something. They were watching.
Confusing.
Watching a chariot race or something.
A chariot race.
See him.
Well, Josh, congratulations. We appreciate you calling in this morning. It's good to talk to you again.
No, I can hang out. Come on, we can talk for a little bit.
No, we can't.
We're kind of up against
we
it.
Can't.
So we got.
Hey, y'all got Katie's number. She's not answering my text.
No, we don't have her number.
I'm looking to get hooked up, man. I want to get hooked up. I'm so horny. I can't even stand
all
it.
All right. We can't help you there.
Come on. She's sleeping with everything that moves.
Hey.
Can you give me no shot? All right, man. Hey, listen.
Huh?
Who's this again?
It's George and Craig, the Musers.
Oh, well, what's going on? What are you guys doing?
Okay, we got to go. We'll
morning.
See you, Josh.
I got nothing going on. Come over. Play some PlayStation.
There he is, Josh Hamilton, just inducted to the Rangers Hall of Fame. It's 8:46 on the ticket. The biggest show coming to town is next.